In the midst of all my bitching, you might have noticed that I never complain about politicians. I leave that to other people. There's no shortage of volunteers. Everyone complains about politicians. Everyone says they suck. But where do people think these politicians come from? They don't fall out of the sky. They don't pass through a membrane from a separate reality. They come from American homes, American families, American schools, American churches, and American businesses, and they're elected by American voters. This is what our system produces, folks. This is the best we can do. Let's face it, we have very little to work with in this country. Garbage in, garbage out. Ignorant citizens elect ignorant leaders. It's as simple as that. And term limits don't help. All you do is get a brand new bunch of ignorant leaders. So maybe it's not the politicians who suck. Maybe it's something else. Like the public. That would be a nice realistic campaign slogan for somebody, wouldn't it? The public sucks. Elect me. Put the blame where it belongs. On the people. Because if everything is really the fault of politicians, then where are all the bright, honest, intelligent Americans who are ready to step in and replace them? Where are these people hiding? The truth is, we don't have people like that. Everyone's at the mall scratching his balls and buying sneakers with lights in them and complaining about the politicians. For myself, I've solved this political dilemma in a very direct way. On election day, I stay home. Two reasons. First of all, voting is meaningless. This country was bought and paid for a long time ago. That empty shit they shuffle around and repackage every 4 years doesn't mean a thing. Second, I don't vote because I firmly believe that if you vote, you have no right to complain. I know some people like to twist that around. They say, if you don't vote, you have no right to complain. But where's the logic in that? Think it through. If you vote and you elect dishonest, incompetent politicians, and they screw things up, then you're responsible for what they've done. You voted them in. You caused the problem. You have no right to complain. I, on the other hand, who did not vote, who in fact did not even leave the House on election day, am in no way responsible for what these politicians have done and have every right to complain about the mess you created, which I had nothing to do with. Why can't people see that? Now, I realized recently you folks had another one of those really swell presidential elections that you treasure so much. That was nice. I'm sure you had a good time, and I'm sure that everyone's life has now improved. But I'm happy to tell you that on election day, I stayed home. And I did essentially what you did. The only difference is when I got finished masturbating, I had something to show for it.